Alfred Urey's The Last Night of Ballyhoo, directed by Dale McFadden at the Brown County Playhouse, is a very funny, touching, thoughtful, and even occasionally thought-provoking look back to a slice of America just before World War II. The play opens in the comfortably upscale Atlanta home of the Freitag and Levy family. Although family member Layla Levy, Sarah Fisher, is singing a Christmas carol and decorating a tree, it's dismissed as just an American festive decoration, like a pumpkin at Halloween. The two really important items on Layla's holiday calendar are the possibility of catching a glimpse of Clark Gable at the opening of Gone with the Wind, and the necessity of coming up with a date for the upcoming Southwide Jewish Singles Gathering and Ball Ballyhoo. Talk of ballyhoo leads to a decades-old argument between Layla's mother, the upright and frequently grim Boo Levy, IU faculty member Nancy Lipschultz, and her aunt, the charmingly dim Reba Freitag guest Nancy Slusser, about the origins of ballyhoo. Each has a detailed story, and it's obvious that this is an argument the two have been having for most of their adult lives. Traditions and family history both enrich and shackle this family. Adolf Freitag, the much put-upon but generally good-natured head of the family and of the family's betting business, played by guest Joel Leffert, arrives. He's brought a new employee for dinner. Miles Hyman plays the energetically positive Joe Farkas. Through Joe, playwright Urey dramatizes a sharp division, one that's largely disappeared among American Jewry. The Freitag Levies were very assimilated German Jews with scarcely a remnant of culture. Joe's the other kind, a more recent immigrant from Russia or Eastern Europe. To them, he's too Jewish. To him, they don't seem Jewish at all. At the heart of The Last Night of Ballyhoo are two very different love stories. Joe meets Reba's daughter, Sunny, a perfectly sunny Alana Cheshire, as she comes from Wellesley for the holidays. They fall in love, fall out over the nasty edges of what being the other kind can mean in pre-war Atlanta, and then back into love, with some notion of a depth of Jewish ritual. At the same time, Boo's daughter Lila goes down a much more traditional path with a date for ballyhoo and even a wedding engagement from Peachy Weil, played as a gleeful good old boy college cut-up by Kelly Lusk. The Last Night of Ballyhoo is a well-worked-out story presented in brief, nicely pointed scenes. Saturday night's audience welcomed each as the lights came up and applauded for most as the lights went down. The vaguely Spanish and a bit over-decorated Freitag Levy home is nicely realized by set designer Katie McDermott. Linda Pisano's costumes looked good and amplified the impact of their characters. The appearances of her almost hoop-skirted ball gown for Layla and the more tailored look for Sunny were striking moments. The Brown County Playhouse's production of The Last Night of Ballyhoo plays through August 22nd. You can find this review and a pre-show interview with Nancy Lipschultz and Joel Leffert on our website at wfiu.org. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.